Evelyn Levinson here with HumanDesignForSuccess.com, and this is a recording of my review of the Human Design Chart of the Dalai Lama. Hopefully you have seen the background information that was provided at the beginning of this blog post on my website. So let's look at the chart of the Dalai Lama. The first thing that I notice when I look is that he is what we call a four motors generator. So he is a generator type, which means that he has sustainable energy, particularly for doing what he loves. He is now well over 75. He's in his late 70s and keeps going and going. So the energy that he has from being a generator certainly has supported him in being active and busy and going all over the world to support his cause and his people. So this energy has really helped him to be able to be sustainable in a way that he has. And as I noted in the background, he is the longest-lived Dalai Lama so far. He's the 14th, and none of them have lived as long as he has. So his chart is supporting him in that for sure. He has quite a bit of openness in his chart. You'll see that the four motors are defined. The four defined or colored-in centers that he has are all motors. And motors are the energy centers in the chart that provide energy for taking action. So he has a lot of action potential in his chart, but none of those motors get to the throat center, which is up at the throat level. So the throat is open as well as four of the other centers that he has. So five open centers, four defined. That's quite a bit of openness, quite a bit of place where he takes in energy from other people and amplifies it. So he is affected by others, including in his identity center. So his sense of himself and his sense of direction in life come from outside of him. And we see this in the role that he has needed to take on in the world to defend and ask for support for his people. And we'll see there's much more in his chart that is related to this role that he has been in a position to take on in his life. Quite a fascinating multi-level, multi-layer theme of this fighting the good fight and needing to provoke the world. We'll get to that in a moment. So let's look at his openness, the open center. So he has an open throat in particular. And the open throat can be quite challenging. Only about 1/8 of the population has an open throat center. And people with an open throat can sometimes have a hard time feeling heard and feeling recognized in the world. And interestingly, he has had a challenging time to be recognized as the legitimate leader of his people and regain the autonomy of his country and his people. And he has made inroads in that, but he has not succeeded in the way that I think he had hoped to as far as supporting his people. One of the gifts of the open throat is being able to modulate the way they speak so that others can hear them. And in that regard, I think the Dalai Lama has been very effective in getting his message across, in being heard, and in speaking to the public and to world leaders in ways that resonate with them and that make an impact on those other people. So this is one of the gifts of the open throat that he has. And another gift of the open throat is speaking for others. He takes in communication energy in this open throat and can then speak on behalf of others. And he certainly has been the mouthpiece, so to speak, for all of the Tibetan people for many, many years now. And another great example of someone with an open throat is Oprah Winfrey. Again, someone who's had very powerful impact in being heard in the world. And when the open throat is mastered, then the impact is enormous, particularly in speaking for others. So I think we see this very strongly with the Dalai Lama. The other thing that I notice about his chart in terms of his defined centers is the small red triangle, roughly in the center of the chart. That is called the will center, or sometimes referred to as the heart center or the ego center. And this will center is the Center for Willpower Energy, and he has it defined, which means that he has inherent willpower for following his practices and walking his talk in the world. He also, because of this defined will energy, can motivate and empower people around him. Only about 1/8 of the population has a defined will center as he does. So the other 7/8 of the population can take in his willpower energy and amplify it. So the rest of us can feel very empowered by being in his presence. And I think we can agree that he has had a very powerful presence and impact on many people in the world, practically everyone that he touches, from heads of state all the way down to, you know, the masses of the world, who have been very inspired by him. So this is an energy he carries that also serves him very well in his role for his people. He has only, in his chart, he has only two defined channels. And a channel is a combination of two gate energies that form a complete bar between two defined centers. So if you're looking at his chart and you're seeing the small red triangle, the will center, you'll see a colored bar that goes down to the right to the large triangle that's kind of a dark gold color, and that's the emotional solar plexus. So that channel that he has, the 3740, is a channel of agreements. It's about community. It's about peace and harmony. And hasn't that been a huge theme in his life? First of all, trying to find and restore peace and harmony for his people, and then dealing with broken agreements and the issue of agreements and reaching agreements. So that has been a huge theme in his life that we see woven throughout his role and his function for his people and in the world. In particular, the gate 37 itself appears in his Saturn position in his chart. And the 37 is the gate of peace and harmony. And Saturn is where we have major lessons to learn. And so this peace and harmony has been a challenge for him to find and maintain his own sense of peace throughout the turmoil and the struggles that he has endured, and then to bring peace and harmony to others, and to figure out how to do that in a way that is sustainable and has the impact that he wants without fighting, how to be peaceful and bring harmony through peace, not through fighting. So a huge theme and issue for him. The other defined channel that he has is between the sacral center, which is the red square near the bottom of the chart, and the root center, which is the square at the very bottom of the chart. There is a red channel that goes between the two, which means it's unconscious, and this channel has the gates 60 and 3. And this channel is all about what we call in human design mutation, which means bringing change. He is here as a change agent on the planet, and he certainly has brought change, or attempted to bring change, and attempted to bring attention to change that is desperately needed on the planet to improve the peace and harmony and well-being of the Tibetan people in general and everyone on the planet. We all benefit when there's greater peace and harmony and greater respect for the people of the planet. And he's been working hard at that. And I'll close this review by bringing this theme in his chart into even greater clarity. The top four numbers in the columns of numbers on his chart, the top black numbers, the 39 and the 38, and the top red numbers, the 21 and the 48, those are the four gate energies that form what we call in human design the incarnation cross. And the name of his particular incarnation cross is the right angle cross of tension. And I happen to know this cross relatively well because I am also the right angle cross of tension, though I was born in October, not in July, so it's a different arrangement of those four gate energies, but I do have those same four gate energies in my incarnation cross at the top of my chart. And in particular, the Dalai Lama has the gates 39 in the most prominent position, which is the top black number. This is the gate energy that appears in his conscious sun position. And this is the gate energy of provocation. This is poking and provoking. And the high expression of this energy is to restore the flow of energy, to release tension. And sometimes that involves building up the tension in order to release the tension to restore flow. And we tend to think of provocation as kind of a negative thing, but it very much has positive applications when you can provoke people to laughter, you can provoke people to joy, you can provoke people to self-awareness. You can provoke people in a lot of positive ways as well as negative ways. And he has had such a major role in provoking awareness of the plight of his people and the unfairness of what the Chinese government has attempted to do to take over his country and not give his people the independence that they had always enjoyed up until that point. So he has had the world as his stage to draw attention to and attempt to restore the flow of human rights and recognition of human rights and respect for others and their autonomy. So what an incredible chart he has that has woven through it everything that we've been seeing through his entire life. There's much more in his chart that we could talk about. He has the gate of esoteric knowledge, the gate 61. He has details in his chart. He has intuition and insight in his chart. He has caring in his chart. We see so much of this in his bearing and in his way of being in the world and way of being with people. He has such a beautiful connection and beautiful energy with people. So I think we'll stop there. Obviously, I could say much more, but I think this gives you a really good feel for what we see in his chart that helps us to understand who he is in the world and how he shows up and why he has such an impact on us. He's really designed to make an impact on us. Thank you for listening. I hope this has been useful for you.